This guy, Dr. David Eagleman, wrote a book. Now, this is cutting-edge neuroscience, folks. This is not like last year's news type stuff. This guy wrote this book, and it really illuminated my thinking and understanding about the brain. It's called The Secret Lives of the Brain. And so here's, after reading his book and a lot of other literature, because again, I'm a biologist, here's what I've come to understand. Your brain works in about three different modes. And so nobody put this in a book. I just kind of figured out these words worked. And so this is the way I explain it to folks. Your brain works in decision, or by debate, or by default. Now let me show you. We're going to take one section at a time, and we'll start over here on the right-hand side and talk about default. And let me preface this by telling you, you don't consciously think with most of your brain. Most of your brain is on autopilot. Most of your brain is doing really important. It's kind of like the government. Most of your brain is doing really important stuff. You just can't see it. It's okay. It's behind. It's undercover. Okay. So let me show you what I mean. Since you got in this room today, I know that none of you have given a second thought about breathing. None of you, I've been watching you, none of you have been counting and saying 1, 2, 3, 4, breathe, 1, 2, 3, 4, breathe. You haven't. No, you know why? I mean, it's pretty important. Someone needs to handle that. You know who's handling that?
Your brain.
Your brain. And so it's autonomic nervous system. As soon as the carbon dioxide builds up, a part of your brain reads it, says too much, blow it off, get in some O2. You don't think about that. Let me show you something else you don't think about. Nobody in here has been thinking about your heart and making it beat and saying, okay, let's go, lub-dub, lub-dub. Admittedly, your heart did race a little bit whenever I told you you would get your license today.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, take your pulse now, okay? But you see, your heartbeat is controlled by the autonomic nervous system. Look, your digestion, you ate lunch today, but nobody has sent a message to their liver and said, I need some digestive enzymes today, would you kick that in? Make my pancreas produce some. You don't think about that stuff. You don't have to think about appetite. It's a natural kickstart thing. What about your reflexes? No telling how many times you blink in a day. Did you know that your brain literally blanks out blinks so that you don't see a dark screen? Now that's another whole strange thing about your brain. But if you counted up all the blinks in the day, you've got your eyes shut for many, many minutes. You don't think about that. In fact, the reason you don't think about it is you do not see it. When you blink, the autonomic nervous system blanks the brain so you do not see the blink. Did you know that? And look, your autoimmune system, I don't want to creep you out. Is it too late, huh? But since you've come to this seminar today, your body has been exposed to countless bacteria and viruses, and your blood chemistry has changed. Did you know that? Because your body has already detected many things, and it started creating an antibody for the antigen. You don't think about that. And you don't think about vision or smell or hearing. Now, that's all by default. It's really fascinating, but not as fascinating as the section in the middle. Let's talk about the part of your brain that works on debate. There is a place in your brain that is geared for pleasure. And that part of your brain says, I want pleasure. There's a part in your brain that's about ego. There's a part in your brain that's about sex. By the way, whenever men are in the audience, I always have to say, no, these are not in order. There's a place in your brain for anger, generosity, empathy, ridicule, revenge, greed, food, grief, patience, kindness, humor, and the list goes on and on and on. Now, what do I mean when I say these are not default? What I mean, and this is the key, get this. There is, and here's what David Eagleman kind of illuminated my life on this point. Because we always think that we're thinking with our whole brain. He said this is a better model. Think about your brain as being many different brains in one place. You have a whole brain center in charge of ego, a whole brain center in charge of food, a whole brain center in charge of empathy. Now, here's the funny thing. Who gets their way in your brain? And it's kind of like a noisy boardroom. If you've ever been in a noisy boardroom, this is literally what's happening. All of these people speak up and they want their way. This is really weird. What we're going to talk about are those voice that you hear in your head. And don't take this wrong. I mean, we all have probably known people who hear voices. Hear me on this. If you're hearing lots of strange voices that are not speaking in your voice, particularly if some of them are hissing and sounding satanic, we will get you an exorcist later. Okay, that's a whole other problem. What I want you to see is that when you just think normally and you have this conversation in your head, guess what? It's all in the tone of your voice, but that voice is speaking from different places in your head as you hear the debate. So in any debate, what happens is that someone has to listen to all of this, and let me show you. You see this guy over here on the left? Could be a gal. That's the place where the decisions are made. So let's just talk now about this voice thing in your head. And it's really not as weird as you think when I tell you it's like different places. Take food, for instance. See, when you see that piece of... when you're about to eat some food, you're eating dessert. And have you ever eaten a really rich dessert? I know you have. And so you take another bite and you take another bite and suddenly there's part of your brain, the food part of your brain says, man, that's good. Take another bite. And in another place in your brain, there's a little voice that says, if you take one or two more bites of that triple death by chocolate cookie dough ice cream, I'm going to throw up. I'm going to get icked. You know what I mean by get icked? Like the rest of the day, ick. I shouldn't have eaten that last three bites. And so what's happening? There's a debate. Part of your brain says, let's have one more bite. That was pretty good. Another part of your brain says, why don't you stop now while you're ahead? See, there's a debate in your head. It's coming from different places in your head. Let me tell you what's going to happen. Someone's going to have to decide, and there's one little place in your brain where that happens. And I'm going to show you how to train it. I'll give you another example, and particularly if men are in the audience. Let's just put it out on the table and say, men, all the time, that debate's going on. Men know what I'm talking about. Women do too, but men, they'll have part of their brain speak up and say, oh, I know what would be fun. Let's do this. And there's another part of your brain says, you'll get in trouble. And so there's a debate. Literally happens millions of times a second all over this planet. And now you know. It's your head, your brain, but it's different brains inside. It's like that book that was written a couple of years ago called Team of Rivals that was written about Abraham Lincoln. Did you know that in Abraham Lincoln's day, whoever got elected president, vice president, was automatically whoever came in second in the election? So the vice president was against him. And he put everyone on his cabinet had an issue with Lincoln. And he said, no, this is going to make for a strong team. And that's why the book was called A Team of Rivals. Don't look weird, because that's what's in your head. You've got a team of rivals in your head. And